and ministering to each other. Now, if the way I think about these things, if you think of a graph, and on the x-axis you have these six things going along the bottom. And depending on what some of the small groups are, will depend on, you know, maybe Bible study is high and service is low. But every small group must have each of these things in them. All right? Like, for instance, we have a book reading club that meets out at the coffee shop once a month. Right? So they have to, once whatever they decide, have a service project, right? Once a year at least is what I would suggest. Right? A service project that their group needs to do. But they get together, they would pray, they relate the book to the Bible. That is a specific inviting fellowship. They have a high, matter of fact, the first time they met, a couple people showed up and they let them be a part of their group, right? That they didn't even know. Service and mission would be low. Accountability might be low because of the type of group it is, right? Now, what are some other groups that we have in this church that are considered small groups? Camino. Camino prays together. Camino, probably Bible study would be low because that's not the point of that group when you meet on a monthly basis. Inviting fellowship, absolutely. Service and mission. That service and mission may be a little bit different because it's a service and mission for maybe Christians to understand a deeper relationship with God, right? It's not like going out and feeding or clothing people, right? Accountability, yes. Ministering to each other, yes. How about others? Sunday school classes? What do you think? Do Sunday school classes, do they meet these six criteria? Do you pray? I hope. How about Bible study? Do you do Bible study in Sunday school class? I hope. How about an inviting fellowship? No? Do you invite? Okay. All right. Just making sure. Service and mission. Well, but we're talking about Sunday school right now. I would be, probably most Sunday school classes don't do service and mission, do they? But if I think we need to, that's not my point. I think we need to. Right? Okay. That's awesome, I hope. Ministering to each other, absolutely. Now, accountability. One thing that's cool about accountability, and people many times get the wrong idea, John Wesley lifted up this idea of small groups, and that's how the Methodist movement began. And, like, for instance, say that somebody is an alcoholic, right? And he comes to this group that John Wesley is a part of, that defined as what John Wesley used as small groups. And he said, oh, guys, I backslid this week. I took some drinks, and I knew I shouldn't have, but it was just, you know. And the guys don't slap him around. You know, oh, you're not welcome here anymore. You backslid. You're not going to be able to worship with us or do Bible study with us or pray. No, that ain't what they do. What they do is they get around him, they lay hands on him, and they pray for strength so that next time when that opportunity arises, he'll have strength to say no, right? That's what accountability is. Does that make sense? Accountability in a Sunday school setting is, hey, Eric, I noticed you weren't there last week. Is everything all right? That what accountability in a Christian setting is not, yo, Eric, you haven't been to Sunday school for 2 weeks. What's up? Why aren't you know? Are you not interested in our Sunday school class anymore? How does that make Eric feel? Yeah, probably Eric could never come back. But yet, if you call as a point of concern, right? Call letting them know what's going on. That is what accountability is all about. You see, we have a new small group ministry that I am extremely excited about. And I mentioned last week or a couple weeks ago, Mildy Brashears is going to lead our small groups, and we're beginning to organize them and pull them together. But she's having a brand new opportunity coming up for you. And I really hope that a lot of you, a lot have signed up already, but I hope even more sign up.